Toyota shuts it down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Toyota announced an unprecedented move today. It's shutting down production significantly in the next 2 months. That's because Toyota's sales in the U.S. were down 37% last month. That's a bigger percentage decline than the ones at GM and Ford. Marketplace's Janet Babin has more from North Carolina Public Radio.
Toyota said it would suspend all of its operations in Japan for about a week in each of the next 2 months. The company cut production for 3 days at domestic plants last month. These production suspensions only happened once before in 1993, and even then, it only shut down for 1 day. Toyota's responding after its worst U.S. monthly sales decline since 1980. The sales slide appears to be going global. Japan sales are suffering, too. Toyota warned last month that it would post its first ever annual operating loss. Analysts say 2009 could be an even tougher year for automakers. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Mixed results in the Asian stock markets by the close today. So far in Europe, shares are up about 1%. The Dow is at 89.52 after dropping 81 points yesterday. That's a little less than 1%. The Nasdaq fell 4 points to 16.28, and the S&P 500 was down 4 to 9.27. Russia and Ukraine are at it again, bickering over natural gas. Ukraine has control of the pipeline. Russia has the gas and wants to charge more to Ukraine. Europe is on the losing end here. It's not getting its gas. Let's bring on our man in London, Stephen Beard. Stephen, how bad is the dispute this time?
Well, now we have 8 European countries and Turkey who say they've been affected by this dispute. Austria and Romania say their supplies of Russian natural gas are down as much as 75%. This is pretty critical, actually, for the European Union, because as a whole, the bloc gets about a quarter of its natural gas from Russia, and the overwhelming bulk of it comes down this pipeline.
And it's pretty cold in most of Europe.
It certainly is, yeah. Freezing temperatures in most of the European capitals. And as a result, obviously, demand for natural gas is particularly high.
It sounds like this is possibly political backlash by Russia against Ukraine for getting closer with the West.
There's no doubt that politics forms an element of this. But the analysts that I've been talking to about this say that the dispute really is mostly about money. And more than anything else, the Russians would like to maneuver the Ukrainians into a corner so that they agree in return for cheaper natural gas to surrender control of that pipeline, which takes natural gas to Russia's most important customers by far, Germany, Italy, and other West European states.
Stephen, does Russia have any other option for getting natural gas to Europe?
There are other pipelines. They carry only about 20% of Russian gas to Western Europe. The Russians are at the moment working on a new pipeline which would deliver natural gas directly to its biggest customer by far in Western Europe, Germany. But for the moment, really, the Ukrainian pipeline is the main conduit of Russian gas to Europe.
Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Barack Obama's stimulus plan is finally coming into focus, and tax cuts are a big part of it, about 40%. Businesses would get refunds on taxes they paid several years ago. Individuals would see a little more money in their paychecks. But Obama still plans to do some infrastructure spending, and the recycling industry wouldn't mind seeing a little of that. With people buying less in this economy, used paper, glass, and cans are stacking up in warehouses all over the country. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton has this report.
Ed Byrne manages Peninsula Packaging in California's Central Valley. His company makes all those clamshell packages berries and lettuce come in. But instead of making them out of petroleum like his competitors, Byrne prefers to use shredded water bottles.
It's mother's milk for us, although it's garbage to anybody else.
And you'd think Byrne would be awash in the stuff, given that Americans throw away an estimated 2.5 million plastic bottles every hour. The problem is most of the facilities that clean and shred those bottles into plastic flakes are overseas.
We're buying some from China, and we have some coming in from South America, and we're still using a lot more virgin resin than we would like to because we can't get enough flake.
Byrne says his goal is to use 100% recycled plastic to make his product. But Alex Helou with the Los Angeles Bureau of Sanitation says the economics of the global supply chain have worked against him.
When the oil market was at all-time high, it was cheaper for us to take a ton of recyclables from the port of Los Angeles, ship it all the way to China, versus to take 1 ton of recyclables from the port of Los Angeles and ship it to Riverside.
Even though Riverside is only 60 miles away. But with the Chinese market for recyclables now in the dumps, Liu says places like Riverside are starting to look more promising.
We need to find markets in California, in the United States, where a lot of these products could be recycled locally and put money back into the local economy.
And this is where President-elect Barack Obama's stimulus package comes in. Jerry Powell is with the industry magazine Resource Recycling. He says with a little federal help, all of that recyclable material stacking up in warehouses could be put to use.
When you land in an airplane at the Phoenix airport, you're landing on cement made with rubber tires. In Baltimore, there's miles and miles of streets that have glass in the asphalt replacing rock.
Powell says true recycling isn't what happens at the bin. It's what happens at the mill, where the things we recycle are made anew. And he says infrastructure projects like these would ensure more of those mills, and the jobs they create are located here in the U.S. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.